It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Wellington Elementary Principal Stacy Basinger. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on out at Wellington Elementary. There's always fun stuff going on out at Wellington Elementary, and especially now that it's time to get back into it after the holidays are over and get the kids back into learning mode. It's probably kind of a tense time right now.
Well, for sure, going out of Christmas break, that was a lot of fun time. And now dialing it back down, coming back, being focused. We want to, of course, keep some fun, but we definitely want to get focused.
You know, and it always seems that way is that, you know, they get a little crazy maybe 3 or 4 days right before it.
I found that's three or four days. It's a little bit more than that.
Well, and I found that it's really strange because I get different stories, you know, when I have people, when I have principals in and things like that. And some of them say, you know what? You know, it's usually like the week before that they finally realize what's going on.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely leading up to a week or more before.
And so now that that's all over with and things are back to a little bit more normalcy, right. Let's talk about Wellington Elementary and what's going on out there.
Well, of course, we're always working hard and wanting to do what's right for kids. And, of course, it's well known out there that our district has a high focus on getting kids on their reading level, and that's been very exciting. We're seeing a lot of great growth and teachers working hard, students working hard. Appreciate the parents that are really trying to help us out at home by supporting their kids with reading on the right level. And so we've kind of tried to motivate and remotivate kids by tracking our progress in a fun way. And it's been fun to watch. We have a big bulletin board right outside of our office that a couple phases on it. We have gumball machines we've made on the wall, and each grade has their own gumball machine, and every time a student from that grade has leveled up from one letter to another letter, they bring down a little sheet of paper, and we do a little happy dance, and then we put a gumball on the machine, and they also get a gumball. I have a gumball machine in my office. They get to spin, and we always guess what color are we going to get, and it's kind of fun. And we see the progress that each grade level is making in leveling up. And then we also have a larger gumball machine that's a school-wide machine. And anytime we have a student that has reached that end-of-year level, and of course we're only in the middle of the year, so we're not expecting that to be a huge number of kids yet, but we do have a pretty good number of kids that have made that end-of-year level already, and we're reflecting that on that big gumball machine, and it's been fun just seeing that progress, and it kind of motivates the classes to work against each other and help build their gumball machine for their grade.
Well, and it just seems like, you know, it always has been, but within the last 2 or 3 years, reading has just been a really big emphasis. And I believe Superintendent Hatch is one that kind of just says, you know, it's the tide that rises all the boats is kind of the way he
right.
prefaced it to me. And it really does, because once they've got that reading level in, they can, you know, they can excel at everything else.
Well, reading is part of every subject. And if you're not able to read what you're supposed to be learning or the task you're going to be challenged with, how can you be successful? You're always going to just be drowning a little bit. So
right. And that's a great thing. And I think we're seeing pretty much gains district-wide in reading.
We are. It's not just Wellington. We're excited about our progress, but we celebrate that even as a district, on a district level. You know, the principals get together once a month and have our own PLC meetings, and that's a focus for the whole entire district. How can we help each other?
And you all get your own gumball.
Well, I should bring gumballs for everybody, but I don't.
All right, and you were very excited. We were talking a little bit off of the camera. You were very excited to talk about you have a full-time counselor now.
We do, and it is so nice. I mean, before, we had a part-time counselor at the elementary level, and so we would get a counselor 2 or 3 times a week, depending on the week rotation. And as a principal, I have appreciated it so much, because that when they're not there, a lot of those issues would fall on my shoulders, and I'm not always necessarily the trained in how to help students in that crisis mode, but we now, from some funding that came through the state and some decisions that the district made to use the funding towards counselors, our elementaries now have a full-time counselor, which is all kinds of benefits. One big benefit that I really see being a success at our school is the ability for her to go into the classroom. We were able to acquire a curriculum, a social-emotional curriculum. It's called Second Steps. And actually, the CARE Coalition helped our school district get that for the elementary. So a shout out to them, because it has absolutely been a benefit to the school. And our counselor is able to go into the classroom and actually educate kids and work with them in a fun way. It's music, it's chants, it's hands-on lessons, role-playing. It's just really engaging for the kids to help them learn how to recognize feelings, how to process their feelings, how to manage those feelings, giving them those strategies they need. Because a lot of times kids just don't have words. They don't know how to express that. And so we've got a lot of compliments. There's a home component that goes home. After she does a lesson, she sends home a flyer so that there's something in the backpack to let the parents know, today we learned about this. This is how you can connect this idea at home. And we've received positive feedback from parents. And so, you know, it's not a ton. Not every parent calls, but one specific parent said, I don't know what you guys are doing, but what a difference. I noticed my son saying this, and I thought, well, that came from that lesson. So we're hoping over time that we build those skills they need to be not just academic learners, but social and emotional and mental health or success too.
Perfect. Perfect. And then one last thing you wanted to bring up, it's going to be time for another PTA movie night.
Yeah, I have to give a shout out to our PTA. We have a board that just dedicates so much time, as do a lot of schools. And it's such a blessing to have their help to come in, and they love our kids and they want to bring fun things. They did a movie night earlier this year. They've done a chocolate fundraiser. They gave every kid in the school a book for Christmas. It's been a lot of fun. They've been busy. They have scheduled another PTA movie night for Friday, January 31st. Our students will be voting for that movie, so that won't be announced quite yet. But it's free. It's open to anyone. Anyone can come. We do have a little concession stand we open. That's just basically to cover the costs. We're not looking to make it a moneymaker. It's just to give the families a cheap, fun thing to do and come out to the school January 31st.
Okay, so that'll be coming. Keep an eye on the backpack,
check
as
the
you
Facebook
so to speak.
Check the Facebook page, check the calendar. We'll have it all coming out.
Yeah. All right. Well, Principal Basinger, thank you for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
I love it.
And appreciate all you do out there at Wellington Elementary.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.